All right, so get this. Today we're going deep, all the way to Vietnam.
Ooh, Vietnam.
Yep, we're diving into the world of Downy fabric softener.
Downy.
That,
Interesting.
I know, right? And we've got a really cool mix of sources for this one. Articles from Vietnamese retailers like Baco X, ANH,
Okay.
Lazada, even e-commerce listings from Shopee,
Gotcha.
plus some details from a grocery wholesaler. So we're getting like the full picture of Downy over there.
Sounds like a real insider's view.
Exactly. And speaking of big players, did you know Downy is owned by P&G?
P&G.
Yeah, like Tide, Crest, all those huge brands.
Huh. So it's a global giant.
Right. They've been in Vietnam since 1995. And just looking at the Shopee listings, it's clear they've figured out what Vietnamese consumers want.
What do you mean?
They have a Downy scent for like everything, every
Yes.
occasion you can think of.
Wow, that's interesting.
So it's not just about a familiar brand. They've really adapted to the Vietnamese market.
Makes you wonder what their strategy is.
Exactly. So how do they stand out? What makes Downy a hit in Vietnam?
Well, our sources highlight a few things. First, they've really tapped into the importance of fragrance.
Fragrance.
Yeah, like a pleasant, long-lasting scent on your clothes. It's a big deal in Vietnam. It's not just about smelling good, it's actually a sign of status.
So it's like a subtle way of saying, hey, I'm doing all right.
Exactly. And Downy leans into this big time. They don't just offer basic scents. They've got these whole perfume collections, names like Mystique, Passion, Emotional.
Ooh, fancy.
Right. Each one targets a different need or desire.
So they've turned fabric softener into a luxury experience.
That's a great way to put it. And they're using some serious fragrance technology to make those scents last and release with every movement.
So, like you're leaving a trail of amazing smelling clothes wherever you go.
Precisely. It's clever marketing.
But beyond fragrance, how else have they tailored Downy for Vietnam?
Well, they're also addressing specific concerns of Vietnamese consumers. For instance, many people in Vietnam still hand wash their
Oh,
clothes.
right. So they can't just assume everyone has a washing machine.
Exactly. So they've developed formulas that work equally well for both hand washing and machine washing.
It's like they're saying, hey, we get you, Vietnam, and we've got you covered.
Yeah, it's a small detail, but shows real understanding of the market.
And it's not just hand washing, right? They've also focused on making Downy safe for babies and sensitive skin.
Absolutely. One of our sources, Bacoa XNH, even specifically addresses using Downy for baby clothes, reassures parents that it's gentle and safe.
I bet that's a big relief for parents. No one wants to use harsh chemicals on their baby's clothes.
Right. By offering a gentle formula and being upfront about it, Downy builds trust with families.
So they're nailing the fragrance game, adapting to different washing methods, earning the trust of parents. What else makes them so successful?
Well, there's one more challenge Downy's tackled head-on: humidity.
Oh, yeah. Humidity in a tropical climate like Vietnam.
Exactly. Humidity can make clothes feel, well, not so fresh even after they've been washed. Downy has developed specific products and scents designed to combat that.
Really? Like what?
For example, they have a scent called Downy Ocean Fresh. It specifically targets those musty odors and keeps clothes smelling fresh, even in humid conditions.
Genius. That's got to be a huge selling point for people living in Vietnam.
It is, and it really highlights how Downy's done their research, understood the unique challenges, and offered tailored solutions.
Okay, so fragrance, different washing methods, safety for babies, solutions for humidity. They've thought of everything.
They seem to have.
But I'm curious how all of this ties back to the idea of Downy as a status symbol, like we were talking about before.
Ah, that's a great question. To understand that, we need to get a little deeper into the cultural side of things, the nuances of cleanliness and status in Vietnam.
All right, let's do it. I'm ready to go deeper into this Downy mystery.
Okay, so in Vietnamese culture, cleanliness is closely tied to social standing and personal presentation. It's not just about hygiene, it's about projecting an image of order, refinement, even prosperity.
So using Downy as a way of saying, I care about how I'm perceived. I invest in quality products.
Exactly. It's a subtle signal that you pay attention to details and can afford a little everyday luxury.
It's like those little touches that elevate your whole presentation.
Right. And Downy's positioned itself within this cultural framework. They get that Vietnamese consumers aren't just buying fabric softener, they're buying into a lifestyle.
I'm seeing how it all fits together now. Fragrance, gentle formulas, solutions for humidity. It's about creating this overall feeling,
Absolutely.
well-being, refinement.
And one way they reinforce this image is through their marketing, those evocative names for their scents. They tap into desires for romance, sophistication, connection to nature.
Oh, yeah, we touched on the perfume collections earlier. What are some standouts, scents that really capture this aspirational lifestyle?
Well, there's Downy Mystique, described as sophisticated and seductive. Your clothes subtly exuding an air of mystery all day long.
Ooh, I can see the appeal.
Then there's Downy Passion, uses modern fragrance transfer technology to release bursts of scent with every movement.
That's cool. It's like leaving a trail of fragrance wherever you go. What about Downy Emotional?
Good one. Downy Emotional is all about a unique perfume scent that lasts even when you're active outdoors, feeling confident and fresh no matter what.
Okay, mystery, passion, resilience. What about the other two collections, Innocent and Happiness?
Right, so Downy Innocent focuses on natural ingredients, gentle formulas, perfect for babies and sensitive skin. It's all about purity, closeness to nature.
Ah, so that ties into the well-being and gentleness we talked about earlier.
Exactly. And then Downy Happiness, it features garden-inspired scents, promotes a feeling of joy and optimism, bringing a little sunshine to your day.
I love that. Okay, they really do have a scent for every mood and occasion.
It seems like it.
But with all this emphasis on fragrance, do they ever address the practical side of using Downy?
Oh, absolutely. Bacho XANH actually gives some great tips on using Downy effectively.
Okay, I'm listening. And laundry hacks are always welcome.
They recommend one capful of Downy for every 20 pieces of clothing, adjusting based on fabric type and thickness.
Makes sense. Thicker fabrics need more. Delicate fabrics need less.
Right. They also say not to pour Downy directly onto clothes. It can damage the fabric and make the softener distribute unevenly. Better to use the dispenser or dilute it in water.
Good point. I've been guilty of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Any other tips?
Yeah, they stress the importance of storing Downy properly. Cool, dry place, away from direct sunlight so it stays fresh and effective for longer.
Great advice. Definitely paying more attention to that from now on.
It's interesting how they balance these practical tips with the more aspirational side of the brand.
Totally. Elevating your laundry routine and your life. But before we get too carried away with the luxury, let's go back to something you mentioned. Counterfeit Downy products.
Oh yeah, that's an important issue. Fake products are a problem in many markets, and Vietnam is no exception.
Wait, so people are selling fake Downy. Why would they do that?
It's all about Downy's popularity and the potential for profit. Counterfeiters see a chance to make money by selling fake products at lower prices.
That's just wrong. But how big of a problem is it really? And how can people avoid buying fake Downy?
Well, the Shopee source actually gives some tips on spotting counterfeit Downy.
Okay, good. No one wants to end up with a bottle of who knows what that's supposed to smell like Downy Mystique.
Exactly. One of the first things to check is the packaging. Counterfeit products often have slight differences in the design, the color, maybe even the text. Look for misspellings, blurry images, inconsistencies compared to the official packaging.
So it's like a game of spot the difference.
Right. Another red flag is the fill level. Counterfeit products might be underfilled, so check that the bottle feels heavy enough for its size.
Makes sense.
And of course, the scent is a major giveaway. If it's weak, off, or just doesn't smell right, something's fishy.
I never realized there was so much to think about when buying fabric softener.
It just goes to show, counterfeiters are getting sneaky, but with some awareness, you can avoid being tricked.
Good advice. So we've explored Downy's success in Vietnam. The fragrance strategies, the attention to local needs, even the issue of counterfeit products. It's amazing how much there is to learn about something we might take for granted.
It really shows how a seemingly simple product reflects broader cultural values, economics, even consumer psychology.
It makes you wonder how Downy's approach differs in other parts of the world. Do they adapt their strategies for different cultures and markets?
That's the question, isn't it? And that takes us to the next part of our deep dive into the world of Downy.
Ooh, can't wait. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with more Downy discoveries.
Okay, so in Vietnamese culture, cleanliness, it's closely tied to social standing and personal presentation. It's not just about hygiene, no, it's about projecting an image.
An image of?
Of order, refinement, even prosperity.
So is using Downy like saying, look, I care about how I'm perceived, I buy quality products.
Exactly. It's a subtle way of saying, hey, I pay attention to details, and I can afford a little everyday luxury. Remember, we're not talking flashy displays of wealth here.
Right, it's more like...
It's a quiet understanding of what means good taste, a refined lifestyle.
It's like those little things that elevate your whole look.
Precisely. And Downy, they've positioned themselves perfectly within this cultural framework. They get that Vietnamese consumers aren't just buying fabric softener. They're buying into a whole lifestyle.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
The fragrance, the gentle formulas, the solutions for humidity.
It all adds up.
Yeah, it all creates this feeling of well-being and refinement.
And they reinforce this image through their marketing too, right?
Absolutely. Those evocative names for their scents, they're not just random. They tap into desires.
Desires for?
For romance, sophistication, connection to nature.
We talked about the perfume collections before. Let's dive into some specific scents now.
Yeah.
What are some that really capture this aspirational lifestyle?
Okay, well, one that comes to mind immediately is Downy Mystique.
Mystique, huh?
Yeah. It's described as having a sophisticated and seductive scent. Imagine your clothes subtly exuding this air of mystery and allure.
Ooh, I like it.
Throughout the whole day.
I bet that appeals to, like, anyone who wants to project confidence and intrigue. What else?
Then you've got Downy Passion.
Passion, yeah.
It uses modern fragrance transfer technology to release bursts of scent with every movement. You're basically leaving a trail of captivating fragrance everywhere you go.
Oh, that's cool. Like a secret weapon for making a lasting impression. What about Downy Emotional? That sounds a bit more, I don't know, sensitive.
You're on the right track. It's described as offering a unique perfume scent that lasts even when you're active outdoors. So it's about feeling confident and fresh no matter what.
Okay, so I've got Mystery, Passion, and Resilience. What about the other two collections, Innocent and Happiness?
Downy Innocent emphasizes natural ingredients, gentle formulas, making it ideal for babies and those with sensitive skin. It evokes this sense of purity, closeness to nature.
Ah, so it connects back to the well-being and gentleness we talked about earlier.
Exactly. And then there's Downy Happiness. It features garden-inspired scents, promotes a feeling of joy and optimism, like bringing a little sunshine to your day.
I love that. So they really do have a scent for every mood and occasion.
Yeah, pretty much.
But with all this focus on fragrance, do they ever address the practical side of using Downy?
Oh, for sure. Bosch Schoeppel ZNH actually provides some helpful tips on how to use Downy effectively.
Oh, I'm always up for laundry tips. What do they say?
Well, they recommend using one capful of Downy for every 20 pieces of clothing. You can adjust the amount based on the type of fabric you're washing, though thicker fabrics might need a bit more, while delicate fabrics like silk or wool need less.
So it's all about finding the right balance.
Yeah. For the best softness and fragrance, they also say you shouldn't pour Downy directly onto clothes. It can damage the fabric and the softener won't distribute evenly. Better to add it to the washing machine's dispenser or dilute it in water before adding it to the basin.
That's a good point. I've definitely made that mistake before. Anything else?
One more thing. They emphasize the importance of storing Downy properly.
Storing it?
Yeah. Keep it in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight. That way it stays fresh and effective for longer.
Great tip. I'll have to remember that. So they really do balance those practical considerations with more aspirational aspects of their brand.
They do. It's a smart approach.
That's like they're saying, we're here to make your laundry routine better and your life better too. But before we get too lost in the luxury, let's get back to something you mentioned earlier. Counterfeit Downy products.
Right. That's a big issue. Unfortunately, fake products are a problem in a lot of markets, and Vietnam is no exception.
So people are actually trying to pass off fake Downy as the real thing. Why would they do that?
It boils down to Downy's popularity, I think, and the potential for profit.
Profit, yeah.
Counterfeiters see a chance to capitalize on Downy's good name, make some quick money by selling fake products at lower prices.
That's so sneaky. But how big of a problem is this, really? And how can people avoid buying fake Downy?
Well, the Shopee source actually offers some tips on how to spot those counterfeit products.
Okay, I'm all ears. Nobody wants to end up with a bottle of who knows what pretending to be Downy Mystique.
Mm-hmm.
What should people watch out for?
One of the first things is the packaging. You know, counterfeit products often have these small differences in the design, the color, even the text on the bottle.
Okay.
So look for any misspellings, blurry images, or things that just don't match up with the real Downy packaging.
So like a game of spot the difference.
Exactly. Another thing to watch out for is the fill level. Counterfeit products might be underfilled, so make sure the bottle feels heavy enough for its size.
Right, makes sense. What else?
And of course, the scent itself is a dead giveaway. If the fragrance is weak, off, or just doesn't smell like the real deal, you know something's wrong.
Wow, I never realized buying fabric softener could be so tricky.
It goes to show you, counterfeiters are getting more sophisticated. But with a little awareness, you can definitely avoid being tricked.
That's good to know. So we've covered Downy's success in Vietnam, their fragrance strategies, how they cater to local needs, and even the issue of those counterfeit products. It's incredible how much we can learn about a product we might just take for granted back home.
It is.
And it makes me wonder, How does Downey approach things in other parts of the world? Do they adapt their strategies for different cultures and markets?
Now, that's a fascinating question. And it leads us to the final part of our deep dive into Downey. It really makes you wonder how a global brand like Downey operates in other countries, right? Is it the same Downey everywhere, or do they switch things up?
That's what I'm curious about. Like, we talked about Downey being a status symbol in Vietnam. Would that even work somewhere like Scandinavia, where they're all about minimalism and practicality?
That's a great point. It's not just about translating the label. They have to really understand the culture.
Yeah, like what works in one place might not work in another.
Exactly. Think about fragrance preferences, for example. Those bold, long-lasting scents that are so popular in Vietnam, they might be way too strong in cultures that prefer more subtle, natural fragrances.
It makes sense. Like, some people love strong coffee and others are more into delicate teas. Yeah. It's all about personal taste and what's considered normal in your culture.
And it goes beyond just fragrance. Even something as simple as the color of the packaging can have different meanings in different cultures. A color that symbolizes luck in one country might be associated with mourning in another.
Wow, I never would have thought of that. So Downey has to be super careful about those details.
They do. It's like they're constantly running this global marketing experiment, always tweaking their approach to connect with different audiences.
So they're adjusting fragrances, colors, maybe even how they advertise. But what about the actual product itself? Does the Downey formula change from country to country?
That's a tough one. We don't have specific information on Downey's formulas for other countries, but it's definitely possible. They might adjust the concentration of the softener, the types of fragrances they use, maybe even add specific ingredients to address things like water conditions or laundry habits in different regions.
Like maybe in places with hard water, they need a different formula to prevent mineral buildup.
Exactly. It wouldn't be surprising if they've made some changes to their formulas to make sure they work their best in different environments.
It's amazing to me how much we've learned about Downey just from focusing on Vietnam. It's like there's this whole world of strategy and cultural awareness behind a bottle of fabric softener.
That's the best part of these deep dives. We uncover those hidden complexities behind everyday products.
You know, it's funny. We started talking about Downey as a status symbol in Vietnam, but it seems like their global success is really a symbol of something else. Adaptability.
I like that. Their ability to understand and respond to different cultures and markets is what makes them so successful.
And it makes you think, what other products have these kinds of stories behind them? What else can we learn from seeing how global brands operate around the world?
Those are great questions. It's a reminder that there's always something new to discover, even in the most ordinary parts of our lives.
So next time you're doing laundry, take a second to think about the journey that bottle of Downey took. From a factory in Vietnam to your washing machine, it's a pretty amazing example of global connections and understanding what people want and need.
It really is. Even the simplest products can tell us so much about the world.
And that's why we do these deep dives, to uncover those hidden stories and see the world in new ways. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of Downey. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.